are you going to pay attention to next week's draft? And you know?
I'm definitely going to pay attention. I mean, I want to see who we get. I'm excited. We're going to get a guy in here that's going to help us win games, and that's the biggest thing. You know, we got another good pick, which obviously means we didn't do what we had to do last year, so hopefully we'll be able to get this guy in here, get him up to speed, and get all those guys in here and get him up to speed and, you know, help them or allow them to help to contribute down the road.
Do you have a personal choice as to which position they should go for in the first round?
I like the kid from Iowa, just from what I've seen. Yeah. Seems like a tough kid. I mean, I just watched a few games on him, and that's someone I would like. I like to play with someone like that.
What did you focus on this offseason? I mean, obviously, you went out to Los Angeles. You did a little different sort of training.
Yeah.
What was the purpose behind that, and what do you think the results were?
Yeah, luckily this year I had no injuries, so as soon as I got the season ended, I started training. I did 6 weeks here with Jerry Palmieri, strength training, and then this year I went out and worked out with Jay Glazer. He has an MMA gym out in L.A. So my whole thing this year was, you know, wrestling, working on hand violence, working on just, you know, like I said, leverage, playing lower. And guys, I was out there wrestling with, like, Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture. I mean, there's a bunch of other guys out there. Odell was out there, Kevin Ogletree. It was great. It was great for me to get out there and just have a different type of training. It's body-on-body work, and it's really just working on establishing that center of gravity, and it was good.
When you look back at last year, when you assess yourself from last year, was it an experience, a learning experience? You look back and say, you know, I probably wasn't as healthy as I could have been. How do you build on last year?
Definitely build from it. I learned a lot last year. You know, I started out the year well, had a little rough patch, got hurt, and, you know, it's hard watching a game. It's the first time in the NFL I've ever not played or started in the game. So it was definitely a learning experience, and I think I got much better once I got back and was able to, you know, reevaluate my game midseason. And I got to build off that. I got to be better. I want to be better, obviously. And I think that's something where I grow from last year, and I feel very comfortable with where I'm at now and the direction I'm heading.
Justin, do you look at the offensive line as maybe being one top-notch player away from being completely solid and complete?
I don't think you can just point one finger at it. I think every year the five guys have to come together and they have to gel and they have to be a cohesive unit. And I think you could have as many great players individually as you want on that offensive line, but if you're not working together and you're not getting things done, I think that it would be a failure. So I think that we have to make sure that we come together this year, play as one unit, play cohesive, and, you know, are much more physical, violent up front, and just have some fun.
If they were to draft a tackle and decide to move you inside, would that bother you at all after you've kind of established yourself as the right tackle here?
Not at all. I think if you look at every single giant offensive lineman that's been here when we've won Super Bowls, the David Deals, obviously Chris Snead was played right guard the whole time, but the David Deals of this world who moved from guard to tackle to left tackle, won a Super Bowl playing left tackle. No one thought he could do that. I think that's something that if you don't have that mentality in the offensive line room, you're not going to be successful. You have to have versatility. And that's something I sold coming out. That's one of the reasons why the Giants drafted me, because I said I can play any position across offensive line. So if they bring me in here and say, we need you at right tackle this year, we need you at left tackle next year, we need you at guard, that's what I told them I would do.
Do you have a personal preference?
To what position I play?
Yeah.
I'm loving my time here at right tackle, but, I mean, I don't mind playing guard. I want to win. I want to go to the playoffs, and that is my priority this year. So wherever that puts me and wherever the best five guys are, that's how it's going to pan out. And I know that in camp this year, it's going to be competitive.
How much have you watched of the Iowa kid?
I watched some tape on him. I watched some film, just on seeing him on TV. And going through this whole process, obviously my agent has some offensive linemen that are in the draft too. And I talked to him about it, and he's a tough guy. I mean, I've heard he's tough. He plays tackle. He may be a guard. He may be a tackle. That's something I went through coming into the draft, and I'm just looking forward to getting a guy in here that wants to work and do things the right way and has the right attitude. And I've heard everything about that kid is great, so would love to have him. And I've seen a lot of mock drafts where we've taken him, so, I mean, that's why I kind of...
Have you studied any of the other offensive linemen?
No, I haven't. I'm not really breaking down with the scouts up in the war room right now. But, you know, maybe me and Murph tonight, we'll get the iPad out and I'll have some more data for you. I'll see how he feels about it.
You sound like his agent.
Who?
Kid from Iowa.
No, I was his agent. I'd be saying I would want to draft Sean Hickey from Syracuse. That's my guy. Sean Hickey's my guy.
At number nine in the draft?
Yeah, why not? I don't have the pick in my hand, but I would love for him to go as high as he can go. Yeah, see?
What have you advised Sean? I mean, obviously, you're close with him.
I was one of the guys that helped recruit Sean to Syracuse. I mean, he's like my little brother, and me and him played together. He played left tackle when I got injured. He's got to be one of the strongest offensive linemen in this draft. He's been around. He's overcome injuries. He's played through adversity. He went into the AC, and everyone's saying Beasley. I haven't seen much of Beasley, but all I know is Sean Hickey shut him down 2 years in a row, and that kid's supposed to be a top 10 pick. So if he's a top 10 pick and Sean handled him, Sean should be up there too.
They brought in a kid from Canada. Have you got any early impressions of that guy?
He's a smart kid, eh? And he's done every – I mean, like just in here in meetings, he's been great. And he's smart, he works hard, and that's the type of attitude we need. And I think that he'll be, you know, he'll be a great asset for us down the road. And like I said, attitude is everything right now with this offensive line, making sure that we all have the right attitude and guys want to come to work, come with positive energy, and that's something that's going to carry throughout, you know, the rest of this year.
Justin, learning curve for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're coming from never playing against, you know, this type of competition. And all of a sudden getting thrown into it. And I think that's a lot of wake-up call for a lot of college guys. It's huge that he's here right now and has this whole OTA experience to go through, and that'll put him ahead of a lot of guys that are going to get drafted here in a few weeks.
It's been 2 years since you were in this position getting ready. You didn't know where you were going, that kind of thing. That two-year span, does it feel like 2 years?
Not at all. Sometimes I'll be like driving or doing something in the weight room. I'll be like, I really have to enjoy this moment I'm in now, because I'm already 2 years in and it feels like I was just drafted. I'm still feel that way, and it's crazy how much time flies and how much I've grown over these past 2 years. And my advice to the guys that come in is just enjoy this experience, enjoy this moment, because you only get to be a rookie once. And I know it's a tough long year, but it's something you look back and you're like, wow, that my whole life changed in this year, and just to enjoy it.
How did you do wrestling against those guys, Chuck Liddell?
I mean, I have 100 pounds on them, and they still can. It's just body movement, leverage, using your hips. And that's something I got a lot better with, using my hips and just staying lower. And we'll do this pummeling, and it was just nonstop. And it was definitely something that helped me get better. And I didn't throw up, so that was good. A lot of guys, their first day in, they were throwing up. Like, I was wrestling. I did it. I worked with Lane Johnson from Philly, and I wrestled him a lot, and he's a big boy too, a big strong guy, so it was good for both of us.